Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast, your home of weekly draft content. Now here's Steve, Jono, Cam, and the Statesman.
G'day everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Draft Doctors. I'm your host, Stevie Fizz. Not a solo pod tonight. Not a solo pod, thank the Lord, baby Jesus. Although, you know, do we really... we've enjoyed the solo pods. It's been good, hasn't it? Picking up Jaden Hunt, and that worked out this week. Anyway, the world traveller's back to talk some footy. Who knows what he knows? We'll find out. Stato, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know too much. Things are going pretty well in the fantasy world. I think I arrived back in the country and I hadn't lost a draft game. And of all my leagues, it's turned to shit since I've been back in Oz. So all is back to norm, but nice and refreshed, which is great. Unfortunately, I'm only here for a couple of weeks. Got some little bit of challenging go, but being the richest man in fantasy football, I've got to spend some cash and get another house, Steve. So a move underway, but it's going to be a little bit busy, but we're going to try and find different ways while I've without a studio to keep connected to everyone. But it's really good to be back, nice and relaxed, and had a ball.
Yeah, happy days. Been drinking the good shit, no doubt. What happened? Big week, of course. After last week's awesome waiver week, which I just thought was maybe the best I'd ever seen. Injuries hit. So hopefully you mined it and strengthened up those benches, found some value. Stato kicked off with Christian Salem giving everyone nothing. A lot of the defenders are owned for Melbourne, though. So, I mean, who's getting the bump? Is it Rivers? Can you find T-Mac on the bench? Is it McVee? What are your thoughts there?
Well, Lever's the one that's only owned by 20-odd leagues, so there's the chance that he gets a bit of a bump. But you also will find that Blake Howes, who had a couple of pretty poor weeks there, he'll be utilised a little bit more. So rolled back out after that injury with a 68 on the weekend, so we might be able to slot a couple of 70s here and there. But Lever's the one for me. Of course, Stephen May will be highly owned, so Lever, Howes are probably the two. And as we know, Rivers is already increasing his run and carry. And McVee as well actually looks pretty good form, so he might be another one you can find.
Yeah, and on the Demons still, Clayton Oliver owners, obviously it didn't go right for him midweek last week. He's having surgery on that finger, thumb. Can you give some assurances to the Oliver owners who are just, they're sleeping with the lights on, they're thinking about firing up a salary cap team. It's all going to hell for them. But I look at these Melbourne midfielders as just massive buy targets once they're off the buy.
Oh, absolutely. And the reality is you could have a very powerful midfield, say Tom Green, Bont, and Clayton Oliver this week and look at that misery of a scoreline. But the reality is, and Jordan Dawson too. He got a nice 60, I think. But the reality is that they're guns for a reason. They'll come back. Obviously that hand hasn't worked well, nor has the preseason. I think the break surgery and just be a little bit patient and the form will come good. But this is why we always say is don't draft too early with players that have had nil or nothing of a preseason. Except for if their name's Sam Walsh.
Oh, yeah. Well, finally. Sam Taylor, speaking of Sams, for Supercoach, he's a very Supercoach relevant player. Got his bell rung. Looks like he's only going to miss the 1 week. Just obviously hold if you've got him. Maybe it's bad for Himmelberg for a week. But there was a couple of other injuries in that game. Steve Canelio set to miss a couple of games only, Stato.
Jeez, that's lucky, isn't it? It looked like the worst. It looked like his season was over. So the owners will have a little bit of a sigh of relief, and I'm certainly one.
I found it really interesting with that Josh Kelly didn't get, you know, he actually got less mid time than usual. Finn Callahan, who we sort of spoke about as a breakout in the preseason, he got a bit of a bump. I think he's 48% owned. Cal Ward came back in the twos and had 33 touches, I think. So yeah, you'd have to imagine he'll come back into the team. So there's probably a couple of options there. And Max King. Max King's gone off for knee scans, and he's been pretty relevant.
Oh, absolutely. I think I saw some news that it's not serious either, so escape serious concern. So I think there was a lot of issues this week that ended up being not anywhere near as serious as it could have been. So good signs for them all. I don't think there's anyone that would get a big bump with Max having a little bit of time up. Maybe Jack Hayes gets a gig. I think he's back playing reserves and kicked a couple on the weekend, so he might be one. And we know that might be another little bit of a godsend as well, because it might give Rowan Marshall rest during game rather than having a game off.
I was going to say, is this like you saw Carlton? They played two rucks sort of with the late in, and you'd argue it didn't work if you wanted to. Is this, would St Kilda potentially bring in Tom Campbell? I know it sort of comes up every now and again.
Yeah, it's tiring work, right, when you spend 88 to 90% of the game in that position. So you can understand they're trying to monitor, and they've got to think that they want these players playing in their best form during the final. So if you can find a way where you can have in-game rest, which I think the Western Bulldogs are doing quite well, not that Tim English owners would be very happy with Sam Darcy, but the reality is it's ensuring that he can be managed throughout the year a bit better.
Yeah, I think they're tall enough anyway, I'll put it that way.
True.
Couple for Carlton, we had Adam Sards done a hammy. And Mitch McGovern had a bit of a hammy issue as well.
Yeah.
Zach Williams popped his best score of the year.
Yeah, well, seemed like he could run in the last quarter for the first time this year. But, yeah, obviously he's just going to have to be a bit more of a playmaker. The run and carry that Sard normally provides, he's just going to have to do a little bit more of. So that's good for owners. I think it's his highest score for the year by a fair margin, isn't it? 91.
Yeah. Maybe a little bump for Boyd.
Yeah, well, actually, Boyd's been really good this year. He's averaging low 70s and been a bit of a surprise packet, actually.
Yeah, he's been tough to own, though, because it's 100, then a 50, 100, then a...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You hate that.
Yeah, it's like Sheasel, you know, it's 120, then it's 150. You hate that. It's hard to own. Says me as a freaking non-owner.
I wouldn't know, mate. Oh. I wouldn't know. John Newcomb lost his ability. Don't know what happened there. That's just...
I started him in Classic.
Did you?
Ah! Yeah.
You saw the rig.
Yeah. But it was the... you know how you have that... we have such a big community, and they're all fantastic. But it was just... It got to hype. Now, when Selby goes, I didn't see it, but I see it now and backed it in the breakout, and he's the last of the whole mob to hop on board, I'm going, this is a smart pick. Well, what a disaster that was for me. But anyway, yeah, the Duke needs to renounce his title.
I've got some theories on that, but we've got a lot of listener questions about him because they're terrified, Stato. Jaden Short hurt his calf.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I saw him in the little red vest, and I go, ooh, I wonder what that was. Now, he's been pretty disappointing to start the year, to be honest. And obviously, new coach, new game style, and he's just not going to be a backman superstar. He's just going to be a good D3.
Yeah, I have trouble even trying to buy low on someone with a calf. I feel like they're one of those ones that you don't shake too easy.
Very true.
And Matt Crouch got a week.
He's my replacement to Duke, so that position in the midfield's going real well.
Yeah, I got Matt Crouch. I dropped Tom Atkins this week. He was my backup, and I got McKercher as a backup, so I don't know. I'll be mining the waivers. I'll put it that way. Thankfully, Stato, there are some waivers, and let's get to them. Now, we do use the under 40% ownership model on AFL Fantasy, so if you're in Supercoach or if you're in a shallower league or if you're in a deeper league, there will be better and different options for you, Stato. Senility's setting in, and you thought it was 50%, or maybe you're doing the old Jono Crockett. Well, he was 46% owned. Ah, he's 47% owned.
He's 78% owned. Yep. That was Jono Crockett's line. Yes, I have a few, and as always, we're always looking for forwards. There's a heap of defenders, and I've been able to find a couple of midfielders for those that got injuries this week or suspensions. So first off, Xavier Dersma, so mid only 39% owned with an average of 85 and a big 124 this weekend and a couple of arrows happening there, Steve. God bless. He's back to the arrows.
Matty, just quickly, our boy Matty Faz did highlight him in the waivers article as an ad this week. What a great – he's smashing it. Are smashing it, yeah.
That's brilliant. Next up, I'm very proud to say this one. Jake Waterman averaging 82 and in the top 20 forwards, Steve. Very lonely owned. But obviously being a forward playing the West Coast, there's going to be some drier days. But he's doing well, Jake. Next one's Will Graham from our Gold Coast Sun, Steve. Defender midfielder. Averaging 84 after his two games, noting his ton was against Hawthorn with a lot of tackling pressure. So I don't expect to see those ceilings too often, but I think he's going to be a 60s, 70s guy, so a bit of defender support, but certainly a great pickup. Getting midfield time already in the Gold Coast squad is a great sign for keeper leagues. A Jono Crockett pick at 79%. No, it's actually only 47. Is Cam Rayner, averaging 75 as a forward. Just looks sensational on the weekend. So let's see if that form continues. But he is available for more than half of the leagues. One I've been really impressed with, and Supercoach, he's probably bigger at, is Sam Darcy. He may have ruined Tim English, but it's a nice role for himself, lonely owned. So you can get him as a forward who will also should get that ruck status as well next week. Sam Closey looks great on the wing, back-to-back 90s, very promising kid, defender status, and will get defender mid. Miles Bergman, averaging 78. I couldn't believe he's only owned by 14% of leagues. Been in great form. I know he's had a couple of down years, but he's looking back with a better role and showing some scoring power, running up and down those wings, and he's a great aerialist as well. Two more that you can stream through your midfield. One's just a pure midfielder, and the last one is a mid-defender. Matthew Kennedy is always worth a stream, 91 this week. And your love child, Marcus Windager. Just for you, Steve.
He's got Paddy Dow breathing down his neck, mate. I don't know how long he'll be in the team.
Paddy Dow, that superstar Paddy Dow.
Whatever, man.
But good, you know what happens there? If Paddy Dow comes in, the worst thing is Seb Ross loses his CBAs, and his form's been terrific.
Mate, we've been riding Seb Ross for weeks. Loved Seb Ross. I'll say this about Windhager. So many times the guys who eventually become good fantasy players have had that education as the tagger. So maybe he's a pickup in a keeper league and you just stash him away. But just for now, it's a bit of a... I'm just not super keen. I've got a heap of guys you didn't go with, so that's interesting. Jake Soligo led CBAs for the Adelaide Crows. Now, he's 34% owned. We did float the Adelaide maybe mashup. Isaac Rankin and Jake Soligo led that team that just went into Carlton and won. So, mate, if you're an Isaac Rankin owner, congratulations.
Party time.
Cal Ward for the deeper leagues, 18% owned. Like I said, played in the twos. Injury to Steve Cornelio. So there's the gateway to mid time. Had 33 touches, a bunch of clearances, et cetera, et cetera. Sam Durham had bulk mid minutes for Essendon on the weekend. That may not continue, obviously, but he is pretty lowly owned and did pop out a nice little score. Harry Perryman, 39% owned. I think he's a worthwhile pickup. Maybe they might have to shuffle things this week with Taylor out, so he might get a little bit of a scoring bump. Luke McDonald, only 30% owned. Colby McKercher probably missed a little bit of time. We didn't mention him, but, you know, he's been tough owned anyway. Has got a good matchup as well. Fremantle are playing West Coast, so, you know, maybe you look to stream your Switkowskis, et cetera, et cetera. Jamie Elliott, I think, is a really good pickup. 29% owned. They've got 4+ matchups showing for general midfielders. It probably doesn't seem like it because they're playing teams like Carlton. Like they're handy teams, but the medium forwards are kind of getting loose on them. And Ollie Florent, defender, 38% owned, playing your mind out, Gold Coast Suns, who are, I think they're in the eighth stato.
Yeah, God bless them.
Anyway, so there was a lot. There was a lot of action there for the waivers. Anyway,
there's covered a lot. Everyone. Oh, you know who we didn't cover? Jared Berry.
Was he under 40?
I'm pretty sure he was.
Set to get defender status too.
Yeah. No, very impressive. A 120 on the week, but we know with Jared, he's going to have some lower scores at times. But I think now he's got a bit more confirmed role with the injuries they had. I think he's worthwhile to pick up.
I can't believe Charlie Compen was like 70% owned.
That's ridiculous. On one score.
Yeah. I mean, like, and Soligo didn't barely move up at all. Gotta be kidding me. Anyway, we'll get on to the Twitter questions. Russ, why is Newcomb broken?
Well, are you going to say your theory is Will Day?
No.
Okay, go for it. Tell me your theory.
My theory is he's slow. And Did you watch the game? It was lightning fast. I just don't think he can get to contests and they're not using him in transition. They're going past him.
Yeah. That's fair. I didn't get to see the game. I was studying the other game, Port's Frio.
Their meters per game, per disposal last year was like comically bad. And now they're sort of mid-table. And Warple's playing really well in the clearance department.
Yeah. What I've seen this year, and I know it probably reflects in a bit of the fantasy scoring too, but Warple looks like he's playing much better than Duke.
Oh, 100%. He's playing really well. And also, would you burn a waiver on salary cap favourite Sam Clossy?
Yes. I picked him up everywhere I could last week. I didn't watch him this weekend, but I watched his first game and went, this kid's amazing. And it's the old played a lot of senior footy, 21 coming in from the VFL, right role, right club, right time.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I've had a feeling Graham would score well because you know what it's like up there at night time and all that. I can't believe he put out the score he did in those conditions.
No, I agree.
That being said, that fuck Hawthorn were just witches' hats.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon Sam Mitchell's on the he's got to be getting under the microscope at some point this year.
There was a bit of deflection the other week, and I think it was probably fair enough. Was comments from the hierarchy that they actually overachieved last year. So that's that protection. You've got time. So, but look, one better shot at goal from C-Mac and they would have beat Collingwood last week.
Doddy, is it time to start worrying about the Melbourne mids?
Well, Oliver, we understand. So pre-season hand injury. Petrucca's not spending a lot of time there. I was big on Viney after he's finished the last year. I think he scored 127 in round zero and 100 in round one, but he's sort of been on the steep decline since. Maybe they're playing a little bit more as a team, better as a team. So scoring-wise, I'm not thrilled outside Gorn.
Yeah. Richie just says, Anderson, goat.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. And for his type of player, there's not – Gold Coast isn't perfect conditions. But he finds a way to get it done.
Those guys' work rate is just off the charts. Like Miller, Rowell and Anderson, they are just absolute machines. Draft Doctor's Custom Health Intern, is it time to stash Powell on the bench and hope that Dimmer trusts him in the future? We've seen Jack Lukosius and Sam Flanders move into the defence though, and it is crushed. Our darling Will Power scoring, who was setting it on fire early.
Now, in reality, so think of Dimmer, his style. He loved that quarterback, and that's why Short was such a good player in his system, and you see his scoring just nowhere near it when playing a sort of different style. But he's been after the one that's going to use it, read it. So Flanders, that's 2 weeks on the trot, playing that sort of quarterback model where he's playing a bit like Sheasel, right? And unless there's a real dedicated sort of pressure on him from a club to stop that, but they want to stop stuff, not the chippy stuff, the penetrating stuff inside 50. So that's where coaches will sort of concentrate. So, yeah, Powell is not the man because he can't be trusted by foot, but occasionally he'll break the line, which is important for them to do at times too. But, yeah, his ceiling's gone with that system.
Yeah, he was playing definitely close attention, more as a defender. So,
yeah,
you hate to see it, unfortunately. Hugh, Myers or Rankin, who do you rate higher? Oof, good question.
Ooh, Well, if Rankin, what'd you say, two in CBAs?
Yeah, it was Saligo, then Rankin.
So if he remains in the top two in CBAs, I rate Rankin higher. Now, part of this reason is he's not going to get a million clearances by any stretch of the imagination, but it means he can roll into the forward line. Generally less chance of an opponent and a full defensive opponent, which gives him probably more opportunity to score than if he was plonked in the forward line. Plus, it allows him to get all the extra stuff. I think they love Myers to be the one kicking inside 50 and picking the spot, so the sort of high half forward role's his. So role determines that Rankin, if he retains this midfield role, becomes more important or a higher scorer than Myers.
Would you say Myers has a higher floor?
If they were both just in the forward line, yes. But this is different. If we actually turned around and saw Myers getting number two CBAs or the second highest CBAs in Geelong, he is clearly more of a fantasy player than Rankin. But Rankin's the one with the role.
Yeah, I, since I own Rankin everywhere,
is your boss?
Yeah, Sam, what to do with Parrish in Supercoach?
Oh, just stick fat, right? You can't replace him with someone in the waiver. You're a bit hard to sell to another club while he's low because they want to buy low. Hopefully just form changes a bit.
Yeah, 100%. Kang, evening Stallions, more of a Keeper League question. What the hell happened to 21-year-old number three pick Will Phillips from North? Have you heard anything about how he is tracking? Because if he can't cut the mustard with their current team, he must be pretty rough.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. We spent a fair bit of time in the preseason. They went into several drafts in a row and didn't get the key position players that they desperately needed, hence them going to the VFL, SANFL to pick up and remake forwards into key defenders. But that means they've got a million highly talented midfielders. And for whatever reason, the high hopes they have for him, I think they said future captain. I think it was pick three. I think Tom Power might have been pick eight or pick 12 behind him. He just hasn't developed. So the others have gone past him, unfortunately. So, yeah, I would hold him for this year in a dynasty, but I'll be moving him in a keeper.
Well, I mean, he missed a couple of years of football, I think, as well, Stato.
Yeah, he had glandular fever, if I remember correctly.
Knocked out a year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, it's just the others have gone past him, mate. And they've just got so many of them. And they're playing midfielders in other positions all around the ground at the moment.
Yeah, tough team. Needs to move to Collingwood or something. James Alexander, Caleb Daniel dropped in our 12-team 57154 league. I have number one RFA priority. Can you talk me out of it, or is it a lay-down mazare? Stato, Caleb Daniel, Jack McRae, bit of stank. What do you do?
You stick fat because Bevo will wake up one day and realise he's wrong. But I've been saying that for about 8 years now.
You pick him up. You 100% pick him up.
Oh, absolutely. You got to. They're high-quality players. All you need is a couple of injuries. They're back in, they get in form, and then you're away.
I'll say this, Stato. The drums are beating for Bevo.
Oh, big time.
If a coach gets sacked and they bring in an interim coach, what does the interim coach want to do more than anything?
Win games of footy. Caleb Daniels
win games of footy. Win games of footy. Jack McRae, calm Daniel in that team, man. It is Bailey Dale. Forget about it. You buy these players now whilst they're low. You start 27 burner accounts. You start
27.
You get the Bevo hate. Start emailing the club. That's what you do. To win your $300 draft league, you get a man sacked.
How is Bailey Dale?
You know what's funny is, I'd seen, it came up in our group chat, the Bailey Dale owner was going, oh, I hope he's not the sub because I don't have anyone else. You know, he was playing crap and we were like, man, sub Bailey Dale. And then he was. And anyway. Liam Ryan, worth a stash as a forward, played halfback in the Waffle and Eagles need another good user down there.
Need a user.
Yeah.
Witherden was back. Witherden's gone, right? That's sort of done.
Witherden. He's pretty out of favour.
Isn't he? It's a worthwhile stash. It's a bit of a punt, right? But I'll wait till he's named.
It's interesting. It's interesting. Yeah, that's probably the right move. He'll It'll be a Thursday night. You wait for teams.
Yep. Wait to see what happens and see who's out for when he comes in.
Yep. John, trade targets with example players. What gets done if someone is annoyed with Dacos or English, etc.? Other buy lows, sell highs, whether by upcoming schedule or just good players underperforming. Cheers, mate.
Well, it depends on what they need, right? So they've got an excess of defenders, and if they're annoyed with Dacos, they might relinquish to fill a gap that they've got. It might be they've got a shithouse ruckman. It might be that they've got no midfield depth. So if you've got it, that's what I always look for. What are they missing? But in the reality, there's not too many coaches that are going to be grumpy with a Dacos, but the player we just talked about are the ones that are more likely. So your Bailey Dales, your Caleb Daniels, your Jack McRae's types that seem to be out of favour at the club and people happy to hop off quick.
I reckon Clayton Oliver's the best you could do that someone would be disgruntled with.
Yeah, agree.
Matt Crouch is someone I'd be jumping off.
He was going round one in drafts.
Yeah, that was surprising though, I thought.
Yeah, I agree. He's a bargain sometime, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I still think there's something to where you rank players originally. I know things change, but I mean, if you can get, maybe you could cash in on the Sam Closey hype.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Give me Nick Dacos for Sam Closey.
I would say one thing I liked.
Joking, peeps.
One thing I like to do is go to the DFS Australia season-long DVP thing and look at, go through positions and just try to find green blocks and red blocks. So if there was, you know, a team who had a whole string of red blocks, say Carlton have got a bunch of red blocks coming up for their general defender, maybe I try to cash in on Zach Williams off his 91.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just those little things. They're not huge things, and I think those little trades are the easier ones to get through. I know everyone wants to, you know, trade fucking Darcy Wilmot for Sam Walsh, but, you know, we've got to live in reality.
Exactly.
Warren, what the hell do I do with Jordan Dawson for Supercoach? He's been terrible, Stato. His first pick, and he hasn't turned up once. Officially out of the midfield now, too, it seems.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is we don't have many good forwards. So if his data's up to scratch enough after next round, he's a forward. So I'll be holding him because it means he becomes extremely valuable.
Yeah, he's been awful. I don't even want to try trade for him. You just got to hold.
Yeah, you do.
Oogie Boog, you know what's the worst part about those players is? Like Tex Walker, man. I drafted Tex and I've started him every week. And, of course, the week I finally bench him is the week he explodes.
I did tell you he was going to have a downturn.
Oh, shut up, Stater. Oogie Boogie. which is worse for fantasy footy coaches? Buy rounds, subs, or Bevo?
In order, reverse. Bevo, subs, buy rounds. I love the buy rounds.
I reckon subs are the worst.
Oh, yeah. They can kill you. They can kill you.
Brandon, should Tom Green owners start to be concerned? Stato, what is going on? It's the wheels are off the last couple of weeks. Hey, you know what it was? He went on the Trader Show and was talking himself up. And
it was hubris. It was 60th or something like that. And I'm the best player. I'm the best fantasy player. I've got the captain on myself. And then it's turned to crap. He'll come good. Let's face it, he'll come good.
Pride goeth before a fall, Stato. Man needs humbling. Needs to go back on the pod. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
Jared got offered Walsh this week and I laughed, and now that owner isn't taking my calls.
That's sensational. That's, I'd love to know who they were after from his team. But yeah, it's that's the FOMO, right? Missed out on the opportunity. But anyway,
no, 100%.
It's a good gag. Well done, mate.
And just what does Brad Hill think he's doing?
Yeah.
He was massive.
He was. It was 140-odd.
Yeah.
He's in a couple of my forward lines, and I'm just looking at it going, you just saved me from the Tom Green, the Bont disaster that this week was.
He's cashing in on the wingers' injuries.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Big time. Isaac, need a mid and a defender for a while, losing both Cogs and Short. Any for medium term?
Oh, we just went through a heap.
Yeah, yeah, you're good there. Taser, do you think Will Graham has a more sustainable role in scoring base than Closey? Maybe not 14 tackles, but the inside time is something we generally prefer, Stato.
I just think Graham will be a lot more up and down. I think Closey won't have the potential ceiling, but look, he's more mature. He's played a lot more senior footy. He's bloody quick and can take a grab, and they like the ball in his hand, so he's going to get used. So, I think Closey's more dependable. And Will Graham's first year of senior footy. First year of AFL footy, so
I think he even had a limited preseason, Stoto, if I remember.
Yeah.
Jeremy, would Will Power, McRae, Oliver be buys, sells, or holds?
Sorry, say them again.
Would Will Power, Jack McRae, or Clayton Oliver be buys, sells, or holds?
Sell Will Powell. Buy Clayton Oliver and hold Jack McRae. If you float Jack McRae out there, everyone will just want a bargain.
Yeah, I think that's it's a good call, I think. I'm still okay buying Jack McRae.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
25 disposals on the weekend.
Yeah. So, but they're still struggling, right? Something will give. Someone will pay for that. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens at the club this week.
I mean, if you could... Yeah, I mean, like, say you could take Jai Caldwell, who's had a bit of a bump the last couple of weeks. Average looks pretty nice. You could take him, a low-end mid, try get one of these players, I reckon. Because I don't think Jai Caldwell's taking 10 marks every week.
No.
Xavier Dersma's certainly not taking 13.
No.
Ray, any buy low targets that have either had a tough draw, been tagged, or are playing a non-fantasy friendly role that may be worth an offer whilst value is down?
Need research on that one, to be honest.
I think the Melbourne guys, personally.
Yeah.
They can't do... There's not enough dudes to really change up that mix. Like, there's no one banging down the door.
Probably a couple of Hawthorn players too, just quietly. Surely they've got to get better as well.
Do you really want to buy them? That's the problem.
Yeah, it's a fair point, but surely they're going to be better than what they're currently putting out scoring-wise.
If you could offer a low-end defender... before the position changes kick through, then I'd say, okay, go take a stab at Jai Newcomb.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, it's pretty tough in them streets. Gold Coast, yeah, you got to sell Will Powell. Should have fucking done it. Sell Matt Crouch. Sell Rory Laird.
Yeah.
Get rid of those guys, man. I mean, I've been saying it for weeks. Like, they're going to change that mix up. No doubt. No doubt about it at all. And Big Red. Stato, did you happen to see that OJ died?
I did, yes.
The juice. Did you throw on Naked Gun, have a bit of a...
No. Bit of a weekend? No. I always forget he was in Naked Gun. He was actually pretty good.
He's great.
Yeah.
Great. Just have a Naked Gun marathon.
I mean, the killing and the robbery stuff wasn't so good, but Naked Gun was good.
It's great. Where do you draw the line at that? Like, when someone's done something artistic that you really enjoy, like, say, you might not be a Michael Jackson fan, but or, you know, you like The Usual Suspects, like Kevin Spacey movies, and then, you know, they turn out to be, you know, maybe not the most reputable person around. Where do you draw the line? Like, do you separate the axe from the thing?
Yeah, absolutely. The performance as such, you still enjoy, but you don't go and hunt their signature, Steve.
I'd get it. I would have got a selfie with the juice. Big Red.
Do you know I've never got a signature and never done a selfie? I don't care for that crap.
The selfie thing's weird, I think. Especially, like...
I'm a git. And I'm creeping this person out.
Well, I remember when we went, it was the first time I met Cam, and we went to the
Trader Show. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, well, but Richo was there, and like Richo was just sitting to the side having a beer, and we were kind of over in that little area. And he went over and got a photo with him, and I just think it's weird as shit.
Yeah, so do I.
Like...
It's just a person having a beer.
Like when I was young, like I'd get an autograph.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Like you're a 40-year-old person. Like I think Dossie.
I enjoy
Dossie got
things.
A photo at Gather Round. And I'm like,
oh yeah, what? I did see. Yeah, but that's Dossie.
Yeah.
It's our boy. It's never interested me whatsoever. I enjoy things. I don't need to lather up to someone afterwards and say, hey, you're good. Yeah.
Just no go off the quiet. For Stato.
Yeah, no lathering.
All right. And finally, Big Red, Brad Hill, real or not?
He'll be yo-yo scores like he has this year. He's... It's not a constant high ceiling.
I think it was a good matchup too. Who's he got next? Oh, it's the Western Bulldogs. That can't be bad.
No, it
can't be. And Jai Newcomb, why the drop-off? Well, we spoke about that already. So, well, we think we spoke about it. I think it's quicker ball movement. But
yeah.
If you have a look at the games where the ruck contests were high or he had a good matchup, he still scored okay. But the ones where there's like hardly any ruck contests, the scores are terrible.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that'll wrap it up. Stato was back briefly.
Briefly.
Now he's off.
Gone. Shortly.
Yeah, that conflict in Iran's ramping up. No doubt you're off to broker peace in the Middle East again.
No, I've just got to go and buy a new abode, mate. Just be going through the process of buying and moving to a new house.
Hey, are you doing Pod this week?
Yes, this week, yes. Who do you want me to bag?
All of them. All of them. I've noticed a discernible drop in pods since Dossie left, quite frankly. There's none of these shit kickers getting mentioned. It's all guys who are like 30% owned. Tell them to lift their game.
Do Yes, all right. Not enough pods on the pod pod. I will raise that.
Well, I told him Seb Ross a couple of weeks ago, and donuts.
Geez, I tell you, I had that choice to make. I had to bring in someone about 600. Sorry, salary cap people, do apologize. And I debated for so long, Bonner or Seb Ross. And I'm going, oh, with those injuries, Seb's just going to tear it. He's done better, but I think Bonner's made more money. So, yeah, it's 50-50 either way. But one thing I know about Seb Ross, he is out as soon as the cavalry come back. I wish it wasn't the case because, but he's a good fantasy player.
Oh, man, there's a good sell high.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
So there you go, people. Don't say we don't give you anything. That'll wrap it up for another show. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Draft Doctors Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review.